Letters of the Rebbe, volume 15, letter number 5413, Baruch Hashem. The first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Shalom Avracha. So, the Rebbe says it was a long interruption, and I finally got your letter, basically, without no date on it, in which you write, you have an idea maybe to go overseas as far as finding your match. Maybe finding somebody overseas. So the Rebbe says, in my opinion, and I think the Rebbe says, I think I already told you that very clearly, that your obstacle to finding your matches, the Rebbe uses the Lashon, Weile Kleibst Iber, you pick through. You're too picky. And in matters that don't really, are not even important at all, at all. In addition to that, the Rebbe says, you have this fear of making a decision. You have the fear of finalizing, to complete the deal. You can't just go through with it. Because why? Because afterwards, in other words, when you make the decision, then it's final. Then it's finished. You're afraid to come to that decision because there's no return. Then you're committed. So that's the fearful thing. So the Rebbe said, if that is the situation, because you're so picky and you can't make a decision, so what is it going to help? So it's not understood. What is it going to help? You're going to be in another country. You know, you're still going to have the same problems. The Rebbe said, had you decided once and for all that there is no such a thing as wholesome, and the Rebbe calls this in the Ezra's Noshim, meaning in the woman's section, there's no completion there, just like there is no wholesome in the men's section. You know what I mean? There's no such a thing as a complete perfect. There's no perfection. There's no perfection anywhere. Not in the women's section, and basically not in the men's section. So basically, you ain't perfect either. So, you know, because the only one who is perfect is Hashem, the Creator. He is perfect. Outside of Hashem, there's no perfection. Only Hashem is perfect. Therefore, the Rebbe says, you must interest yourself in the main aspects. Don't pay attention to the secondary and the secondary of the secondary. And you would have already completed the shidduch a long time ago. So the Rebbe says, even though you have a correct argument, and he says that where he finds himself now, it's not a proper place to find, but for several weeks you are, I guess, I don't know, he was at a place now where there was no shidduchs over there, but, and still, the Rebbe says, maybe right now you're not in a place, but there were, for many, many weeks you were in a place that you could have done a shidduch, and you didn't do it. The Rebbe says, in my view, that's the reason you're too picky, and you can't make up your mind, basically. And the Rebbe says, so going to a different country or changing the way is not going to help you, because you're still not going to be able to make up your mind, and you're still going to be too picky. As far as the Rebbe says, practically speaking, if you decide to travel overseas, so what's going to happen? So immediately, you're going to say, okay, all the suggestions I got in the United States are off, because why? I'm not here. I'm going, let's say he's going to Israel. I don't know where he's going, but apparently most of the time. He says, okay, I'm not doing here. So the Rebbe says, that's opposite of the intention. If you're going to go, and in the meantime you're going to ignore all the possibilities or suggestions that you have currently, And giving up, that's no good. So the Rebbe says, since vacation is coming soon, I mean, it's summer, so the Rebbe says you should utilize them and the preparation and in other words, if there are people, apparently right now he left somewhere, from what I'm gathering, he wasn't in maybe in Crown Heights in Brooklyn, or he was not in the place where the Shidduchim were, he was somewhere away. But the Rebbe says, for now, vacation is coming, so you can come back basically to home over here, where there's all these suggestions. So you can have the preparation, finding out that other people can do. You don't have to meet that person. You'll meet her when you get here. But for now, you can have your parents and relatives or friends, etc. They can prepare, find out about the people. No, just look into them. Look into the proposal. Look into their resumes. Look into the various things. And when you come to here, you can make a decision based upon their, you know, investigations, recommendations, and may the blessed Hashem lead you in that which is good for you, truth, both physically and spiritually together. So the Rebbe said, yeah, well, this is all we're discussing, this is in ways of nature, but at the very beginning, most important is to add in matters of Torah mitzvahs. Because at the end of the day, the pasuk says, "Ume Hashem isha maskelis," a woman who is maskelis, which is smart, is God. It's a gift that's from Hashem. So you gotta make Hashem involved here. So you better increase in Torah mitzvahs. The Rebbe blessed with Hatzlacha. So he was trying to go to the Rebbe, he didn't find the Shidduch, he wants to go overseas, the Rebbe says, no, that's not. The reason is because you're too picky, and you can't make up your mind. And if you make a decision once and for all, that's it. Because otherwise, going in other countries isn't going to help you. And the Rebbe says, don't look for perfection, there's no perfection. And only Hashem is perfection. Therefore, find out the main. Have your relatives do, let them prepare the ground for you. When you come back here, it's summer now, you'll be able to meet, and Rebbe says that you'll make the decision what's really good for you. Apparently he had a lot of offers, and Rebbe said, but mainly it's important to have a spiritual preparation.